take a break from the news about the nor'easter to talk about some fun things that are happening in the coming days with our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Tanya, while we remain respectful of the mandates in place for our safety, we can still receive good tidings of the holiday season, including events that can be enjoyed while masking up and keeping our distance from one another.
Yes, we can. It's still the most wonderful time of the year. Just keep it intimate with those in your household or quarantine pod. Let's start with some drive-through events available around the Delaware Valley. You can drive through the Winter Wilmington Light Show on the waterfront through January 3rd, but it's highly recommended that you get those tickets in advance. And in Nottingham, the Hers Factory, which you know from the potato chips, has a free drive-through light show with more than 600,000 lights. And in Media, you can walk through the annual Festival of Lights, also free. That goes through January 3rd, and we'll have all those links on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
I did a drive-through light show, my husband and I recently, and it was phenomenal. I think these are just a really great idea. And it's a great choice for a family, you know, especially right now. Do we have any more family-friendly events right now?
We do. The Philadelphia Film Society, which held drive-ins throughout the summer, is still hosting them at the Navy Yard in South Philadelphia. And this time of year, they're hosting Holiday Fair. Love Actually and Elf, those holiday classics, are playing this weekend. And you can watch Wonder Woman 1984 on Christmas Day. You know what I'm going to say next.
Buy your tickets ahead of time.
That's right. And bring your own popcorn.
I appreciate that we're still going to drive-ins in 2020. It reminds me of my childhood.
Well, you know, for some people around this time of year, childhood includes a trip to see Santa. Santa Claus is coming
to town. But this has changed this year because of social distancing.
But I have a solution. How about Christmas underwater?
This is hard for me to imagine. You're just going to have to take it from here, Tanya.
Well, with the help of Scuba Santa, you can have a socially distanced visit and even a picture with Santa at Camden's Adventure Aquarium. You know, I have so many questions about how this works.
Yeah, like, how did they find a waterproof Santa suit?
You know, I do not know. But you can check it out until Christmas Eve, so make those reservations now.
Hang a shining star upon the highest bar.
Ah, Frank Sinatra. You know, he really puts some folks in the holiday mood.
And I am one of them. But there's also a Sinatra documentary on Netflix you may want to check out. It's a two-part doc called Sinatra, All or Nothing at All. It came out a few years ago, but it's pretty fascinating and something to watch with a nice glass of 21 and over eggnog in hand.
Oh, yeah. Cheers to the 21 and over eggnog in hand.
And in other on-screen news, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia was renewed for its 15th season and for three more. So if you're not already watching, here's something to binge watch over the holiday season.
15 seasons and for three more. That sounds really significant.
You know, Jennifer, it actually breaks the record set by The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, that show from way back in the day. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is now the longest running sitcom of all time. So you got to give it to the crew down there in South Philly where the show is set.
Okay, Tanya, I appreciate all the things you're sharing this week and every week with us, and we'll check it out next Thursday.
I will be here for more details on everything we talked about today and more, along with where you can find several virtual versions of the classic Nutcracker. Log on to whyy.org/things-to-do.